Time now for our Coach's Insight programs here on CARE Radio. One final time here in 2025. We're joined by Atchison football coach Jordan Malcolm here. It's brought to you by Amberwell Health, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. A lot to dive into here one final time with the coach as they get set for Bishop Miege and the playoff opener coming up on Friday night. We'll dive into that in a moment, but big win last week, coach, to close out the regular season against Wyandotte, 56-6, the final score, and that was after a nice win the week before against Parsons, which came down to the wire. But back-to-back wins to close the regular season, how we feel about the team in general as we now push into the playoffs?
Feeling pretty good. I think we're peaking and coming along at the right time, and we're all healthy, so pretty grateful for that. All I could really ask for is staying healthy right now.
Yeah, we've talked about health, and you know, you guys have battled that throughout the course of the year. Do you feel like 100% health-wise? I mean, are you at the best that you guys have been at any point in the season? How are we with the health going into the playoffs?
Truthfully, we're all back. So, you know, I wouldn't say 100% at this stage in the year.
Right.
But everybody's playing, and so that's a blessing within itself. Can no complaints.
Well, let's talk about Wyandotte again, closing out the regular season, big win, 56-6, the final score. Just take us back to that one. What'd you like? What'd you see?
My seniors, just the gratitude and the way they took it with the weather. No complaints, just playing hard and getting ready for playoff week. You know, credit to Wyandotte. I know they're going through some things with losing kids and all that stuff. So they're good sports. And, you know, it was a fun game, missed in cold, and, you know, we battled it out and finished. So I'm happy for him.
Yeah, certainly some football weather last Friday for sure. Probably going to get it again this week once we get to Friday night. But how would you assess your first season at the helm? We still got more to play. We still got the playoffs. But in terms of the regular season, a 4-2 mark in league play, 5-3 overall, 2 straight here to close it. So certainly some momentum going into the playoffs here. But how do you just kind of assess your first season leading this team?
Well, you know, finishing the year 5-3. Plus 500, you know, that's a win within itself. You know, we took 3 losses, and I think that's just a testament of being battle tested. You know, you gotta fail before you succeed, and so those losses are gonna really help these kids going into what we have on Friday night. You know, so we got it in early, and you know, we got to learn from it. And I have a first year, you know, being head coach for A High, you know, there's a lot of wrenches thrown at me early, so. You know, I'm grateful for those. You know, I know how to tackle them and handle them now. And, you know, experience will be everything.
Yeah, no doubt. The 3 losses, 3 really good teams. You know, Ottawa in week 1 and then Washington, who's a 1-loss team, and then Highland Park as well. But, again, as we mentioned, back-to-back wins here against Parsons and Wyandotte to close the regular season. We don't have a ton of time, but, you know, this week, giving the coaches a little bit of a minute or an extra minute here, kind of a platform, you know, give us some names, maybe highlight a few players that – stood out to you this year, maybe even exceeded your preseason expectations, just some kids that kind of caught your eye here in 2025?
Jack Bilderback, he's one of them, number 20 for us. In the springtime, the kid was not thinking about wanting to play football at all, and the kids begged him. He ended up coming out in the summer, and he's just having a phenomenal year, ended up being a captain for us. So I want to give a huge shout-out to Jack Bilderback. And then Colton Bonnell, you know, leading the charge and being a true leader for us as our quarterback. And then Yogi Purdy stepping it up here. I know everybody wanted to figure out if he was going to be our quarterback, whether he was or he wasn't, you know, and really being a jack of all trades for us on both sides of the ball. And he's taking it like a champion, true leader for us too. So, you know, huge shout out to them. And then of course, you know, Leighton Bulger stepping up, you know, coming off of knee surgery in the summer, not being able to condition and practice. And then doing what's needed to rehab to be able to perform how he's doing this year. And so credit to those kids. And then, you know, lastly, Zydron Mays being a junior, you know, he's really electrifying for us, you know, offensively, defensively, and special teams. And so I'm happy to have that kid back next year. And so those, it's a great group of men, great group of kids. And I really want to shout out all of my kids. But if I had to narrow it down to that group, yeah, it'll be those men.
Yeah, I'm certainly putting the coaches on a little bit of a tough spot here, so I apologize for that because I know everybody wants to be named, you know, by the coach. So, but it's always good to at least get a few shout-outs in there. All right, let's get your thoughts on Bishop Miege, a team that, you know, won just 1 game in the regular season last year and then rattled off 4 straight in the playoffs to make the state championship game, but they lost to Andover Central. This season they have 3 wins. going into the playoffs. You know, there's certain things about this Miege team and the competition that they play, you know, compared to most teams in the 4A classification. They're playing Rockhurst, Blue Valley schools, 5A, 6A opponents, and even some out-of-state teams. It's just a different kind of competition that they see. When you put this team on tape specifically here in 2025, what stands out about Bishop Miege and what you're going to see on Friday night at home?
Regular high school students that we see every other Friday night. You know, I don't want, you know, Atchison and town and us in the building to get caught up in the Miege name and what they play and their strength of schedule. You know, we talk about faceless objects every week, and so we really just can't get caught up in how great and how special, you know, Bishop Miege has been in the past and what they've been, what they got going on right now. You know, they're high school kids, and, you know, we're going to play who we play, and it is what it is. You know, I truly think, you know, our kids have a chip on their shoulder right now. We're on a 2-win streak, and we've found our rhythm, and we're peaking at the right time, and I think we're going to have a chance to shock the state on Friday.
Let's give us some keys, expectations. What do you want to see? What's it going to take to get a win Friday night and move on to the next round?
Limit the penalties, win turnover margin, and finish in plays.
Atchison football coach Jordan Malcolm joining us again, brought to you by Amberwell Health, Taco John's, Exchange Bank. Atchison hosting Bishop Miege in the 4A playoff opener on Friday night. Catch that broadcast, Tom Couts and crew, right here on Care Country Radio. Coach, we always appreciate it. Thanks again throughout the course of the season, and good luck here in the playoffs.
Thank you, Brandon. I appreciate you.